So in South Sudan, we have over 53,000 teachers, and only 30% of those teachers are qualified. And so we have a huge number of teachers in the country who have not had a chance to complete teacher training, and a majority of those teachers who have not had a chance to complete teacher training have also not completed secondary education, and that stops them from entering the qualification program for teachers. So it's really, really important to create a pathway for teachers to complete secondary education and therefore open a door for further training.
Great. And why is this important?
We want to have qualified teachers, well prepared teachers to enter classrooms and to deliver quality learning processes for children. We want teachers to also continuously developing their skills, their knowledge, to be knowledgeable about the world, and to prepare our children to enter labor market.
Yes, let's talk to you, Loke Justin. Yeah. So, who qualifies to apply particularly for this program, and where are the centers located?
Yeah, thank you very much, Sevid William. It's really a pleasure to be on Miraya this morning. I have always longed to be on this program.
You're welcome.
Because this is my favorite program I always listen to.
Thank you.
Yeah, but just right straight away to your question. Who qualifies for this program?
Mm-hmm.
This program is for practicing teachers. There are thousands of teachers out there who are teaching in our primary schools.
Mm-hmm.
And these teachers are either dropouts from secondary schools or even primary schools, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And they are helping our children in South Sudan. So the reason why we are coming up with this accelerated secondary education program is to make these teachers who are the dropped out to bounce back to the education system, so that they can be able to continue after they have finished their senior four. They can easily enroll in our TTIs throughout the country, because the requirements for entry to TTI is that you must first finish your senior four.
Mm-hmm.
So in guest one, we saw that there were so many of these teachers who are teaching and they cannot continue. They were stranded there.
Mm-hmm.
So this program of the Ministry of General Education and Instruction is therefore to support these teachers. So the target at this moment is really those practicing teachers who are in the schools.
All right. So how is this going to work? Are the teachers going to leave the teaching so they can go pursue their secondary education, or they can be teaching at the same time as they pursue their education?
Thank you very much, Sebit. No, they are not going to leave teaching. They are going to continue teaching in the morning, and then they come for their classes in the afternoon in selected secondary school centers, where the teachers of a secondary school will also be selected so that they can teach them in the afternoon from 2 up to 5:30.
All right.
Every day.
All right.
Monday to Friday. And even we could include Saturday.
All right. Now, Agneska, so what are the procedures for application for this program?
So firstly, the practicing teachers have to speak to their head teachers and register interest in joining that accelerated secondary education. And then they have to also go to the secondary school in which the accelerated secondary education program is run and apply for the program. Application is very easy. What they need to bring is all the certificates that they have so far. If they lost certificates, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
They just need to come and register. They will have a placement test, which is English and basic mathematics, which will help us to determine which level of the accelerated secondary program we need to put them on.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as they pass that examination and pass the placement test, they are going to receive feedback whether they are accepted this year or whether they are on the waiting list for the next year.
Great. And yes, as you did mention, these teachers might be having different level of education. how is this going to work? Are they all going to be put in the same classroom, or they will be taught differently according to their levels?
Sure. So we have level 5 of accelerated education program for teachers, which is equivalent to senior 1 and 2, and level 6, which is equivalent to senior 3 and 4. And depending on the current teacher's knowledge and skills, and accordingly to the placement test, we will place the teachers accordingly to the to their level.
Great. And what is the estimated budget for this program?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
So it's about 1 million British pounds.
Okay, 1 million British pounds. Let's look at how long, how long will this program run for?
Yeah, before I come to how long the program will run for, I just wanted to give a brief background about the levels. Agnieszka has just talked about level 5.
Yes.
And the people out there may not understand what do they mean
level
by level 5 and level 6. You know, the alternative education system originally has been running the accelerated learning programs. That is in the primary schools. Those levels 1 to 4, that is the 8-year program in the primary school, was reduced to 4 years. That is P1 and 2, that is level 1. P3 and 4, that is level 2. P5 and 6, that's level 3. Then P7 and 8, that is level 4. Now, when you complete that, you can easily now continue to level 5, which is now senior 1 and senior 2. Then senior 3 and 4 makes level 6. That is how these levels are. And those who are out there should know that now the Ministry of General Education and Instruction has already introduced level 5 and 6, which is now the accelerated secondary education program. Yeah. Now, your question was about
for how long will this,
for
program,
how long will
for?
This program work? This program will continue as long as the GES 2 program is on. But of course, as you know, that there are different levels of the learners. Our plan is that when we enroll the first cohort, which is beginning now, we shall be able to assess them and find out if there are already those who can be able to sit at the end of this year, maybe in November or December, depending on the National Examinations Board. Then those people will sit for that exam. And if there are those who cannot be able to sit according to our entry test, then those will be in level 5 and they will have to continue. Once one level has already sat for exam, we shall be able to recruit others or register others who will be continuing until 2023. That's
yes.
when it gets to is
all right. And is this all countrywide, or there are selected states that you are actually targeting at the moment?
So it is countrywide. We are piloting in 20 centers. In the future, we will have 50 centers. We will open additional 30 centers next year. This year, we have 2 centers in Central Equatoria state, in Terequeca, two centers in Eastern Equatoria in Torit, 2 centers in Jonglei in Bor, 2 centers in Northern Bagazao in Awil, 2 centers in Unity in Bentiu, 2 centers in Upper Nile in Malakau, 2 centers in Warap in Kwajok, 2 centers in Western Bagazao in Wau, and 2 centers in Western Equatoria in Yambio. In next year, we will open 30 additional centers, and we will place them in locations where there are, where there's a big the biggest need for that program to run.
All right. You're listening to Miraya Breakfast. So if you just join us, and this morning we are discussing and looking at, as the Ministry of General Education and Instruction has introduced an accelerated secondary education program, and GES is helping in implementing this program. Let's just go briefly on some of the programs that GES have been doing of late. Just take us through some of them.
Sure. So Girls Education South Sudan program is really, really exciting program. We have quite a lot of exciting activities. We have behavior change communication, which includes radio programs in 12 languages across the country, which the radio program is called Our School, and it speaks about school-related matters that families might take interest in. We have community mobilization, which extends the radio programs, the Our School radio program, to the communities where there's lack of reach of radio. Mm-hmm. And those communities also have community-based talks about the radio program, which we bring to them on the portable radios, and they also discuss matters related to schools. We have cash transfers that we pay for girls at P5 to senior 4 level. Mm-hmm. To help with their cost of education. We have capitation grants for schools, which are paid to primary schools and secondary schools. Girls Education South Sudan supports financially the grants for secondary schools and for the accelerated secondary education for teachers. And the Ministry of Education, together with Ministry of Finance, they support the grants for primary schools, also community girls schools and accelerated learning programs at primary level. We have quality education component of the program, which is very exciting, which provides school-based teacher training for practicing teachers. This is pedagogy based training on professional skills for teachers. We have the accelerated secondary education for teachers, and support to alternative education system. As part of that, we have intensive English course for teachers. We have also a mentoring program for girls and boys run in secondary schools, where youth can come together and discuss matters related to school and also related to progression, to career choices, and also discuss ways how they can inspire younger generation to join their secondary schools. We have also training for school management committees and boards of governors, where we train all members of SMC, school governing bodies, on matters related to school development. We have training for education managers on inclusivity, but also on education system and how it runs, how to collect data, how to report data, etc. And we have whole component of research through which we are learning what works in education in South Sudan and what is scalable and what interventions are needed in the education system.
Well, that's a long list there. Thank you so much. Let's go. Let's go right away to Luke. What else can you tell us about this accelerated secondary education program?
Well, first of all, really, I want to thank the Ministry of General Education and Instruction for really thinking about the teachers. This is very, very important thing. The accelerated secondary education, of course, will use the new curriculum. Because South Sudan have already come up with a new curriculum, which is already developed. So the accelerated secondary is also going to use that curriculum. And already, as Agneska mentioned earlier, we have already selected some of those centers together with the state ministries of education, DGs. I have selected those centers, and those accelerated secondary education program will be running in those secondary schools. We shall also be using, you know, the existing teachers who are in those secondary schools. They will be selected. They will have to apply, of course, to the state ministry, and then together with our staff, they will be able to select the best of the best, because this is all about quality. Yeah, and the teachers, of course, will be given the entry concentrators, as mentioned already. The program will be running at least for 2 years and a half, those who enroll in level 5. And they will be able also to take some English language test for the period that is of 6 months, between 6 months. Mm-hmm. They will be able to do that. And we are going to use learner-centered approaches because these are already practicing teachers.
Mm-hmm.
They are teaching in the schools, so the learning, the pedagogy that is going to be applied on them is basically learner-centered, meaning that they will be doing much of the work.
Mm-hmm.
Our tutors are only going to be guiding them and supporting them where they are not able to, you know, to pick up. That's where they will be supporting. And they, of course, as we said, the program is in the afternoon. It is running from 2 after the teachers have already done their duties in the morning, and now they go for their classes in the afternoon up to 5. We shall also have to include possibly Saturday, because when we look at the syllabus, the curriculum, mm-hmm. it is huge. And if we, since we are having it in 2 years and a half, that means that the teachers will have to even give an extra time, and that's why we are including the Saturdays.
Great.
Yeah.
And Agnieszka, this program is for free, isn't it?
Correct. So there are no fees charged for participation in that program. Teachers don't pay anything. We also will support the centers through the capitation grants to lift the examination cost for the teachers. So it's free, it's very exciting. The teachers can complete the secondary education now in accelerated way, in quicker way than they would normally have the opportunity to do that. So we really, really encourage teachers to join.
Great. Just before you leave, I'm giving you 30 seconds each to send your final remarks and messages.
Okay, yeah, I'm happy to start.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Thank you very much, Sebit William, for hosting us on the Breakfast Show in Radio Miraya. My message out there is really to the teachers. I want to encourage all those teachers who have not completed Senior 4 to join the program. This is like a gift for 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Through the years up to 2023. So they should grab this gift which has been given to them so that they can be able to continue to further their studies in the future. GES is here really to improve the quality of the education in South Sudan. And I really want to encourage those teachers to enroll. Already our staff are already out there in the field. They should not waste any minute now, because our time is on and we need to start for the training of the secondary school teachers who are going to be tutors is actually going to begin next week. Mm. So they really need to apply and take the chance. That is the message I have for our teachers out there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And my final message to teachers is that do apply. Don't miss the chance. It's really exciting. And to all female teachers, if you are there, if you have not finished secondary education, whether you are close to the center or far from the center, register your interest in it. If you're close to the center, you will be given the priority to enroll. We guarantee that. And if you're far from the center, still talk to your head teacher, still reach out to the school that runs that program, and we will find a way to support you.